I just want to let you know, there is hope. There is hope. Don't give up hope. There is hope. The God of hope is the one who rescues you, and there is always hope. I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you today to Chris Morris, who is a fellow author, and he has been a Pray Every Day sponsor for several months now. Thank you, Chris, so much for what you've been doing for the show. If this show has blessed you and you are feeling like you'd like to help out just a little bit, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's several different levels. $5 will get you a free painting every month. $10, which is cool because I have them for sale at my Etsy shop. $10 will give you a name on a brick that will be on every single day of the Pray Every Day show, free advertising for a year. And $20 will get you a secret podcast. So again, that's patreon.com/prayeveryday. Today we are reading in the book of James, continuing our journey through James chapter 1 in the NET Bible, N-E-T, New English Translation, verses 18 through 20, or no, 16 through, where are we? We are 16 through 18, there we go. Sorry everybody, it's been one of those days. Here it is. Do not be led astray, my dear brothers and sisters. All generous giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or the slightest hint of change. By his sovereign plan, he gave us birth through the message of truth, that we would be a kind of first fruits of all he created. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for these cautionary verses. And also just this beautiful reminder that all the good stuff comes from you. All the great gifts, all the things that we can point to in our lives that is good, it comes from you. And you are the Father of lights. In you, there is no darkness at all. And I think about the new heavens and the new earth, that there won't be a need for the sun or the moon because you will be the one who illuminates that new and beautiful place. I can't conceive of it in my mind because I've always been I've been governed by the lesser light, which is the sun. And I can't imagine that the sun is a lesser light, but it is. And so thank you that there is no shifting shadow in you, that you are all light and you do not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, we can give you our frustrations, our fears, our worries, our anxieties, the people in our life that confound us. We can lay all of those at your feet because you never change. And you receive our prayers, and you hear from us, and you answer our prayers. Lord, I pray for the person today who's frustrated, that they just feel like you're not answering their prayers. And I pray that you would bring a little bit of light this week, show a little bit of movement for the person they're praying for, or the habit that they're trying to break, or something. Lord, I pray for light. Help us to remember that you are the one who gives us everything. And Lord, I also thank you for the second part of this verse about us being a first fruit of all you created. There's something really beautiful about that, that when you were instructing the Israelites, you asked them to worship you by giving their first fruits, the very best of what they had. And we see that even in Cain and Abel, where Abel gave a better sacrifice of his first fruits. And you accepted that. Lord, help us to give our best to you. But also, Lord, thank you that you have called us first fruits, that we are the best of what you offer this world. Your church is what you are offering the world as light and truth and blessing and healing. Lord, we pray for those who desperately need to be healed from trauma, from stress, from just the barrenness of the womb, or the brokenness of a marriage, or the painfulness of widowhood. Lord, there are so many people out there who are hurting and they need to know that they are loved. Thank you that you've entrusted us with being ambassadors of your love to a broken and dying world. Thank you that you have given us the ability to be part of your plan, that we are your plan. And that to me seems crazy because I'm just a mess. But in your sovereign plan, you gave us the message. You gave birth to us through the message of truth that we would be a kind of first fruits of all you created. So Lord, thank you for entrusting us with this message and this ministry. Help us not to take the message and the ministry lightly today, but keep our eyes open to times and situations where we can be a blessing to somebody else, where we can be the light, we can be salt where the world has lost its saltiness. We can be what you need us to be in this world. And Lord, what a beautiful joy it is when you use us in that way, not in a use abuse way, but in a utilizing way to be a part of seeing your kingdom unfold. It's such a privilege. We praise you for that. We thank you that there is no change in you, that you are the same. We thank you that you have given us good gifts, and I end this prayer with a huge dose of gratitude. I pray this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day, and I do hope that today would be a day that you have this divine conversation or interaction with someone who desperately needs to know that Jesus loves them.